So firstly, it's February 14th, and it's great to have you. You're my first guest to the podcast, mm-hmm. Gamify Your Life. And the idea about this podcast is to bring forth how you could have fun accomplishing your goals, because fun and joy is at the end of tunnel for a lot of people. So today, everyone, for those who are listening, thank you very much for dropping by to my podcast, Gamify Your Life, and never forget to have fun, because fun is the core element of accomplishing your goals. But when you do that, you're going to accelerate and generate speed and momentum accomplishing your goals. So today we have an extraordinary special guest to embellish this occasion of Valentine's Day, February 14th. We have the director of exclusive PR, and he has surpassed many challenges to accomplish what he's accomplished right now. And he's not just done that, but he's helping a lot of startups and struggling businesses to get visibility and to craft their branding and to help establish their business and scale it. And then he's not just the founder and director, head of public relations of London. He's an award-winning, he's running an award-winning studio. So firstly, Raj, thank you so much for dropping by. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks once again. In fact, what was your feeling when you got that award for your company from the stage you started? How does that make you feel?
Firstly, Anuruddha, I don't know if I pronounced your name right, but I want to say thank you so much for approaching me for the podcast. And I'm very, very grateful. And it's an honor to be actually on your show and to be your first guest as well. And hence the happy Valentine's on the red theme. So it's all good.
Absolutely. Yes. That's a Valentine shirt too. Black and pink.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Right. So it's all good. And I just want to say to all your viewers and all to your listeners, whatever you're doing today, I hope you have an amazing day. So going back to your question, how I felt. So it was an absolute amazing feeling, because me as an individual, I don't really win anything, if I'm honest. And when we found out last year that we were not only being nominated, but we were asked to put an application in, because the company that actually approached us, they felt that what we were doing online was absolutely amazing. And they looked at our social media, our work, and they were like, you've got a lot of credibility there. So they felt that you need to be recognized for your work. So we put the application in. We just did it as a laugh. It wasn't nothing serious. You know, we were up against some really big businesses, and we were up against some really good companies. And when we actually won, it had to sink in for a bit. It was like, oh, we've actually won. And I was so shocked, right? I was like, whoa. And this was like a testament to my team, because in 2014, when I set my company up, it was what are my aspirations? What goals I want to achieve? And one of the goals was that I wanted to be an award-winning agency, because that gives you leverage, like when you're working with clients, and it gives you a leverage to a point where you're actually getting recognized for your work. Mm-hmm. So when we won that, it was an amazing feeling. It was just like surreal. I'd have to pinch myself and think, I've actually won this. But it was the best feeling ever. And I think it kind of shows that people appreciate your work as well, and that the industry recognizes what you're doing for your for business and artists alike. So yeah, it was amazing.
Right. Of course, it's a huge boost to your morale, and it proves to the world that you're, and even to your company, that you're actually not just going in the direction, but you're catching up at the right pace at the which you deserve and desire. And that's incredible. In fact, for everyone, folks, this is not a simple award. They've been awarded the best nationwide PR and marketing agency in 2021 by SME News at the Greater London Enterprise Awards, which is incredible. So firstly, Raj, let's talk about how your childhood went, and what were the kind of major setbacks for you as a teenager, and how that shaped you as an entrepreneur?
Sure. So this is a story that I like telling a lot because it shows the where we were and where we are. So you could say it's like a rags to riches kind of story. So basically, my mother and father are from two different countries. So my mother's from East Africa, my dad's from Punjab in India. And they both came here at a fairly young age. Mm-hmm. They got married, had me a year later. And I've got two siblings.
It's incredible because today's Valentine's Day and we're talking about your parents who fell in love.
Yeah, absolutely. They did, yeah. And and basically, it was like a story where my father's a grafter. My dad's always been a hardworking individual. So is my mother because they come from that generation. So in 1990, if anybody knows globally, the UK was hit by a really hard recession. So my father literally lost everything. My father had three Mercedes cars. Mm-hmm. He had a really nice house. He had some good assets to his name. And he was working for a great company. Right. So what happened was everything we lost. My dad lost all his cars, lost his assets, lost his money, lost his house. And the day when the guy came to get the keys off my dad, these words were always stuck with me. And he said to my dad, he goes, "Mr. Singh, I'm going to have to take the keys off you. This is the hardest part of my job. I've got to take the keys off you." Mm-hmm. And that was stuck in my head. I was only a young teenager. I was very young, very, very young. And I looked at my dad.
And you were like, 14, 15?
Yeah, I was about 14 then. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Whoa, what's just happened there?" And we were literally pushed out to the streets. We had nowhere to go. Right. So my father, being my dad, he was a resilient, tough man. So he went out, looked for a place for us to stay. And we were living in hotels for like 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. We were getting pushed from pillar to post. Then we were living on rent for 15 years, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in the community of us Indians, right, especially Asians, it's frowned upon when you rent. Now it's become a trend. But back then, I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, you had to own the property as an Indian because it was a status thing. So my father didn't have nothing. And what happened was we pulled together as a family. You know, we had resilience because I think like going to school as well, it was like, where do you live? And I was a bit embarrassed to tell my friends where I lived because it was like we were living in not the greatest of accommodations. Our accommodations weren't great. So what happened was we pulled together as a family. We were resilient. But it was at that point I thought, you know what? We need to do something. So me and my sisters, we spoke and we were like, we have to give our parents their pride and joy and give them some kind of dignity back. So we pulled together as a family. We worked our asses off. We worked hard. You know, I've done 9-to-5 jobs. Okay.
Right.
I started to learn to play the tool just to bring extra income in. So my family is very music oriented. My sister plays the guitar. I play the tool. I'm a music producer as well. My cousins play the tabla and the keys and that, right? So we're a very musically talented family. And so I went into the tool industry, right? Mm-hmm. And I started doing gigs all across the UK. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point in 2005 mm-hmm. where we had enough money mm-hmm. and we came together as a family and we bought the house that we now live in. And it's a story from rags to riches because we were on the streets and it took us 15 years to stay together and build that resilience, love. Absolutely. Don't argue, don't fall apart, right? Mm-hmm. And it was my mother and father that kept mm-hmm. us together as a family, you know, and we are here today because of them. And I'm absolutely pleased to say that I love my parents and they still mm-hmm. have the same mindset, even though we've got everything. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't take for granted what you have. You appreciate what you have. That's the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, protruding through the challenges took a leadership mindset for you and for your family and leading with a common goal to uplift oneself above the odds. In the most tumultuous times is something that's commendable and it's a family effort.
Yeah.
And everybody contributed to it. And what do you think was the leadership quality? Who had that? You or did everyone share it equally or did your father led the
whole thing? I would like to say it was my father because I will tell you one thing about my family, right, the way we are. Me and my mother are very alike. My sister and my dad, my sister who's younger than me and my dad are very alike. I've got a younger sister. She's a bit of both. So my sister who's younger than me, she had to grow up really fast because she was doing certain things that I didn't understand. Right. Now, I'm not academically educated. My younger sister is. right? She's very clever. She went on to become a barrister in the UK. She's done a barrister's degree. You know, she went on to then work for, she's now a compliance officer in an investment bank. Mm-hmm. My younger sister now lives in Mauritius. Sorry, she was in Mauritius. She now moved to Dubai. Mm-hmm. And she is having a great life out there because her husband has a great business, right? Myself, I'm not academically educated, but I have a lot of knowledge and I have a lot of insight into social media and marketing. And it's not to say that just because I'm not academically educated, you can't be a successful businessman.
Of course.
You know, but the leadership came from, I would say, I think everybody had their own little input in terms of leadership. You know, my mother will do certain things differently. My father will do things the way he wanted to because he felt that because he was the man of the family, he had to provide. You know, he was the breadwinner. And my sister then picked up on that. I picked up on certain things. And today I can say that I would like to say that we are all leaders now in our family. We all pull in the same direction, you see. And I like to say that one doesn't pull the other way, one doesn't pull the other way. We all pull in the same direction. So I like to say that now, currently, we are all currently the same. On the same page.
well, that's that's incredible, Raj. In fact, listening about your family, I think every one of us can learn the collective consciousness of how the family protrude through difficult times and accomplish something that they haven't accomplished before and raise to the heights that they've never reached before. And I believe that these circumstances have pushed the whole family to a whole new level. And you've been drawn since childhood to music, to Punjabi and folk and dhol as an instrument. Do you also sing?
I don't sing.
Okay, great. And not just those times, even these times, it's extremely challenging to, and you've been, not just that, you've been a founder and director of Audio Replay, which is the first ever digital record label to playback. And you got 100% of sales and royalties into artist pockets, which is incredible. In fact, these are the times, and even those were the times where it was extremely challenging to penetrate into the industry of music, where the only two things that worked were money and contacts. And you know, being in the good books. But how did you manage to get the level of success that you actually got?
I think it was by making mistakes. Because I think if I didn't make those mistakes, I would have never learned, and I would have been none the wiser, and I would have been naive. So I made some terrible mistakes, and because my first single that came out was in 2009, and it was with a very good friend of mine who is now part of my team, and he's a business coach in my agency. So he works alongside me, and he was the main producer. I was a co-producer, and we released a single called "Bangra Punjabiyanda," which was released in 2009. So what happened was we went to a studio. They said to us, "We have a label. We have a PR company. We can help you with that." They launched it. They didn't necessarily do the marketing and exposure that we expected. And it was like one of those where the relationship went a bit sour. And then we had to learn ourselves how to market. So we had to basically go on Google, because Google was our very good friend. And we went onto Google. We did a lot of research, looked at all the radio stations across the UK. And then we went individually to those radio stations with a copy of our CD. And we went and we built relationships and said, "Hey guys, we've got a new CD. A track's just been released. Do you mind playing it on your radio? And at the same time, can you give us an interview seeing that we're here?" So they were obligated to say, "Yeah, you come all the way from London to Birmingham, so we will give you an interview." So we did that on a number of weeks. And then I think we learned from there the marketing, how it works. See, because we had to learn ourselves how it works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you basically... Sorry, go on.
And it's critical to notice that if you're getting into something that has to do with your passion, it's critical to understand the business of it, right? If you're an artist, you need to understand the business of art. If you want to get into music, it's not just that you want to succeed as a musician. You need to understand the business and ecosystem of music so that you can make the best of it. And I believe that in your story, that's precisely what I'm seeing. You noticed business of music early on, and that literally helped you and enabled you and provided you the groundwork for accelerating your success in the music industry. Can I say that?
Yes, you can. Yes, because I think I mean, I've released a couple of singles already, right? Mm-hmm. My latest single came out in 2012, which was quite a while ago. But I've also performed as well. I've done a lot of DJ bookings because I'm a DJ as well. And I've performed at weddings and parties, right? I've branded businesses. So when I was with my friend, we mm-hmm. branded a record label called Brissa Records. Then we branded a roadshow called Brissa Entertainment, you know? And then we had...
Exuberant.
Yeah, so we did like so many different things, right? And I think I was the business brain behind the Brissa Productions brand. And then from there, we went on to do shows and we went on to do gigs and we went on to do bookings on the wedding market and the party market. But Incredible. Me as a tour player, I've done so many things. I've featured in a small role in a film called It's a Wonderful Afterlife as tour players. I've basically performed Excellent. At the Queen's Jubilee. You know, Excellent. I've done a gig in Germany. You know, so there's so much I've done. And it's just absolutely crazy where... It can take you if you do affirmation as well, because affirmation is quite key. If you manifest as well, and if you affirmate what you want, you can have that success as well. That's another key factor.
Absolutely, absolutely. Exuberant, Raj. In fact, your story is totally inspiring. And and you've always been, or you've also been featured in a gamut of media, including CBS News, Fox News, NBC and ABC, with the kind of business success that you got. Transitioning from business, from music and to the understanding of the business of music and into the developing a PR-based, service-based agency and growing that business, it's critical to understand that everyone, because in these days and times, the most important assets is building a social capital and a personal capital. Because what pays you truly is what you give value to, expecting nothing, your digital avatar that you create through the social media. And that's what pays you in your absence, not in your presence, right? So what are the key things that you want to share to our listeners to help them understand, for a layperson who is just starting out, how can they, because the kind of questions that we get is, you know what, I'm just a so-and-so, right? I'm just that, all right? I heard that, and there was another guy who said, oh, I'm just a software developer, right? Who would want to listen to my podcast or my YouTube or my social profile? So how do we address these self-limiting beliefs, and what are the key things that a layperson can do right away to understand the importance of personal branding and how it impacts others and adds value back?
Sure. So basically, the first thing I would do if someone is starting out is I would look at what problems are there out there.
Right.
Right. So you would look at what issues are there and then look at yourself and think what solution you could provide.
Right.
Because where there's a problem, there's always a solution.
Absolutely.
Right. So there is a solution for almost anything and everything out there, right? And then what you do is you don't build your brand around that, because then what you can say in your content is that there's a problem, there's a solution. So one of the problems that people face is how to grow the social media platforms, right? Absolutely. That's one of the problems. But the solution to that is by putting out consistent quality content, right? How do you put that content out? You look at your insights. And how do you look at your insights? You do A, B, and C. You see, so there's a solution to everything. So that's one area. And the second area is that who's your audience and who you're targeting to? Because if you don't know that, then what you're doing is you're throwing a dart in a dark room on a dartboard, and you're hoping to hit the bullseye, but you're not going to hit the bullseye because you don't know who you're targeting. So your dart is going to go somewhere wayside. So you've got to look at your avatar and look at who is your avatar, and really hone down on that, because I think what a lot of people do is they have an avatar, but they don't really go deep into the avatar. What is what's his biggest pain point? What does he do for a living, right? What car does he drive? Is he a family man? Is he an entrepreneur? Is he a bachelor? Is he a millennial? Right? What's his age range? Where does he live? How many rooms does his house have? You know, has he got
really understanding and niching down the demographics?
Yeah, absolutely, going really deep into it, because the more data you have, that data then you can take, and then you can target your audience with that. And then what you can do is, right, you can then do what I like to say is value to your audience. Now, what I mean by value is by telling people why they should come to your business. So give them tips on why podcasting is important, what value podcasting will do for your brand, how you can expand your brand by just coming on a podcast. Like, now today I'm with you. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to go out to a mass audience. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what this podcast is going to do is people are going to hear the name Raj Singh, exclusive PR, award-winning agency. They're going to go to my profiles. They're going to Google me. Wherever they find me, they will look at my profile. They will look at my work. They may follow me. They may contact me and say, Raj, I heard you on a podcast. I'm going to work with you. So that's what podcast does. That's what branding does. And I think people miss the conception of branding is a logo. Not necessarily. That's just one element of it. Branding can be down to what you stand for as a business. Mm-hmm. What is your core element? What is your core message? And colors. Use colors that are represent your brand as well. So there's so many different things that come together as a cog. But branding is not just a logo. It's many things around it.
It's absolutely many things around it. It stands for your mission and your vision, your philosophy of it, and what kind of value that you're wanting to add, and what sort of impact do you want to quantifiably make? Because that's one of the key things that that I share in my podcast, because gamification is about quantifying what's invisible in real life. And the human brain is wired for feedback. And that's one of the most critical things. If you're able to quantify precisely, and a lot of social media helps us quantify what the kind of impact that you're making on a day-to-day basis using the analytics, right? There's LinkedIn analytics, there's Instagram analytics, right? There's blog analytics. Right, absolutely. Yeah. And so what do you think were your limiting beliefs, and how did you overcome when you were building your personal brand? And what are the three instant powerful actions that you suggest our listeners to take right from today, right from this moment, to start building their personal brand?
So the first thing, as I mentioned earlier, was you need to really understand what you're offering. Because if you don't know what your service is or what your product is, then you're stuck there straight away. Now, I was in a room the other day, and there was a young gentleman who wanted to start a business. And I asked him, what is your business? He said, a digital marketing agency. Okay, who are you targeting? He didn't know who he was targeting. I said, what services do you offer? He didn't know what services he was offering. So I was like, you got an agency, but you don't know what you're offering, and you don't know who your audience is. So straight away, you got to do your research. So the first core element is to do research.
So that's he was putting the horse behind the cart and expecting the machine to run.
Yeah. Or expecting the horse to run without any cart. Right. Okay. So basically he was trying to run before he could walk. And then he was trying to walk before he could crawl. Right. So the idea is you really got to do some research first. Right. Absolutely. And then you got to look at what industry you want to go into. So are you going to go into the entertainment industry? Are you going to go into the marketing industry? Mm-hmm. Are you going to go into, let's say, podcasting? Are you going to go into corporate? Are you going to, what industry are you going to go into? And then you've got to niche down your avatar.
Right.
Okay. And then the third step, I would say, is to look at having a business plan.
Right.
You've got to have a plan. And then you've got to also look at what kind of content you're going to put out. Now, I would say, from my humble opinion, do not put sales content out, because sales content, people switch off and people don't want to be sold to. They will unfollow you. They will leave you, they'll unfollow you straight away, right? So the idea is to give value. And what I mean value, I say there's this 80-20 rule. I would say do a 95% value, 5% sell if you can.
Incredible, incredible. Right? That's because, I think, I believe that Raj, that what you said is the chocolate in the middle of the bun, right? I think that's absolutely that right. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I'm keen to know more. What were your limiting beliefs when you started out, and how did you overcome that?
So when I first started out, I basically had an agency, right? Mm-hmm. And I started it in 2014. So my idea was, I had a niche already. I wanted to help artists, right? And the idea was only artists in the Punjabi music scene, because I felt that, from my humble experiences, what I went through, the artists were being taken for a ride and they weren't being marketed correctly. But then when I looked at the industry, I thought there's more scope. So there's my personal friends and family that were in business were losing their incomes, they were losing businesses. So I thought, they don't know how to market. They don't know how to utilize social media correctly. Right. And social media has evolved since 2014 anyway. Instagram's changed a lot. Facebook's changed now. Mm-hmm. There's so many other platforms now. You've got Clubhouse as well, which is a great networking platform. Mm-hmm. So I looked at what industries were having what issues, and I went into those. But again, I still didn't know who my audience was.
Right.
So I had to then really look at my analytics. I had to hold in on to who am I going to be helping. Now, I'm helping people that are new startups. So a new startup that doesn't know how to, who hasn't got a business plan, doesn't know how to go forward. Now, I'll give you one quick example is that I've got a current client. I had a call with him today, like when you called me. And he was like, Rog, he goes, my Instagram is popping. He goes, you've smashed it. And this is in the space of like less than 2 months. And he goes, I've got 1,010 followers. And he goes, people are engaging my pages on the explore page. He goes, what you said you were going to do, your team has executed that to perfection. And he goes, I'm really happy. So what you've got to understand is that now he was struggling. He was struggling because he didn't know how to build his brand.
Absolutely. For those people who are starting out to build their personal brand, let's assume that they've identified their niche and they're adding value. They've watched a bunch of YouTube videos to figure out how things should work, and they've started adding value. At what point of time should they reach out to agencies like yours?
They should reach out when they get stuck in terms of, let's say, they can't go from this level to that level. Because what we do as a business, we don't only do social media marketing and content creation. We have other services. So we have a digital marketing strategy as well. So we do something known as sales funnels, and we have a lead generation strategies, which means that we help you build a mailing list for your business. So that could work not only for businesses, but it can work for artists as well. And we give you a strategy on how to do that by leveraging social media and then leveraging Google and how you can make your business get ranked on Google, help you get monetized, and help you to automate your business as well, so that you don't have to think about content because you're outsourcing your work at the same time. You're working on your business, not in your business. That should be the mindset.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And I do also notice that when I delved into your work, I also did notice that you also provide social media training. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. So what we do is we go into businesses. So there's two things you could do. You can either buy the slides of us. And then if you've got trainers in your company, you can actually basically go and do that. Or we can actually, you could book us and two of us will come to your office, and then we will probably have a room of about 20, 30 people, and we will do social media slides and show you the basics of social media. And then we've got intermediate and advanced. However, the way the industry is moving now, we are going to be launching a YouTube Shorts course where it's going to be very affordable, and you can basically learn from your own phone. So you've got your smartphones now. Everyone's got a smartphone, and you can learn straight from there.
Now, this is a special Valentine's Day question that on behalf of my listeners, and I also wanted to ask this question: how do we become meta ready through our personal brand?
Okay, so the way we are becoming meta ready is that we are going to look at augmented reality now, and augmented reality meaning that I don't need to be present when I go to meetings, That's one way. The other way is the NFT space now is really taking off, and we're adding NFTs to our record label to offer to artists. And the idea for that is to put their music on the blockchain and sell it for a high price. Now, I was told yesterday or the day before that Snoop Dogg has just sold one of his singles for $8,000. That's just one single off the blockchain. So, so that's just one track. And imagine if you've got an album full of really great tracks. Imagine 8,000 times 12 or 8,000 times 10. That's 80 grand in your pocket. You know, so so you can make a serious amount of money, right? So the metaverse is going to change the way we do things, most definitely. And I think virtual reality, augmented reality, and I think the NFT and the Bitcoin, or shall I say the crypto space, is really going to be taking off this year. And I think people need to start looking into that. Platforms like TikTok and Instagram are already getting on that space right now. So I would look at basically looking into the NFT space more, and how are you going to leverage virtual reality and augmented reality into your business and your marketing going forward? How are you going to leverage that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've been offering a gamut of paid services, mm-hmm. like from public relations to social media marketing to content creation, sales funnels, which is the most powerful thing that we could leverage in these days and times to literally take your business to a whole new level and see the kind of money that you've never seen before. Through lead generation and digital marketing, music marketing, creative graphic design, business coaching. Oh my goodness. It takes, I think, another 30-minute sessions to just read through your payable services. In fact, that's the kind of... What do you think is the importance of awareness about these things for a layman in order to... How much do they understand? How much do they need to understand in order to build a successful personal brand?
I think it's very important that they understand that marketing is very important. Now, right. If you look at some of the top brands out there, if you look at the likes of McDonald's, you look at Apple, you look at Microsoft, you look at Virgin, right?
Right.
The company owners still spend millions on advertising because they want to stay ahead of their competition.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So every time they are launching an advert, it's basically not manipulating, but it's engaging in the audience's pain point. So Apple might come up with a new phone, right, which has got a new camera, and somebody likes taking pictures is going to go for that phone. Right. You see, that's clever marketing. Now, Virgin have launched something. I think they're going to be launching a space shuttle for people that have got money to go to space.
And even Tesla is planning to launch its Pi phone.
yes. Right. So you can see these entrepreneurs, right, these businessmen have their marketing heads on. And when they're launching a product, they know they're going to have to market it. So I feel that marketing is so important. And I think public relations is so, so important. Absolutely. Awareness, brand awareness is so important. And this is what I was saying to my client today as well. You're starting to get brand awareness now, hence why people are following you. If you stop your marketing now, it's going to fall off, which means that you've got to start the momentum again, which may be difficult to do. You've got the wheels in motion now and don't stop. You see?
Right.
It's all good to keep the momentum going and what you can offer on top of that momentum.
And absolutely. I think momentum is the key word, I believe, for any business. Understanding that marketing is not just critical and important, it's vital for any business. And the more you're known, the higher are your sales. And you have to keep selling. You got to keep selling. And keep selling as a service rather than a transactional. It should be emotional. There should be a human connect. People should perceive it as a tremendous value addition in exchange for the bucks. And I thank you. In fact, that's quite insightful and very intricate to understand the nitty-gritties of how to build a personal brand from a layman's perspective. And I believe that you've added tons of value to our listeners. Thank you so much. And on a wonderful occasion of Valentine's Day, I do know that and realize that your company, Exclusive PR, is having a lot of interesting content and giveaways. So how do our listeners of this podcast access those free downloadables and giveaways? And what do you plan any to give anything on this special occasion? And if so, how can they get
it? Okay, so we do have this is a very good transition because we do have a Pinterest guide that we have put together.
Wow.
And this is
I'm so excited.
Absolutely. And this is a 7 tips on how to use Pinterest for your business in 2022. Now, Pinterest,
the most underrated.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Pinterest is going to be big this year because they made some new changes to their platform and they have now included so many new features and people are still thinking it's a photo-based platform where it's not. You can now put up short-form videos on there. You can set up a shop. You can convert it into a business platform where you can then look at your analytics. So you can really leverage it to get ranked on Google. Now, what we're doing is we are asking people, anyone that's interested, is to head over to our Instagram page, follow us, and then drop me the words in my DM, close friends. And then what we will do is we're going to add you to our close friends community on Instagram. And we are currently building a landing page where once it's ready, we'll put it up in our story. And then that's going to be sent. A link is going to be sent only to the close friends community, not to the public. So only there will be exclusively. And then they can download it.
That's phenomenal. You know what? I'm going to do that right away, right after this interview. And for those who are listening, folks, it's exclusive PR UK. That's there is no E at the beginning. It's exclusive C-L-U-S-I-V-E P-R UK with no spaces. That's the Instagram of Raj Singh. And with this gorgeous blue suit. And I love his rose. And that and he's been putting that rose, even if it's not Valentine's Day. So and that's the best thing about him. So please head out to his Instagram, exclusive PR UK, and DM Raj close friends, close space friends. And you will be given an invite. There's been a link that'll be sent to you that where you could download Pinterest tips, which is incredible. I think these are the most highly valuable thing, and because what's underrated is an opportunity that you could unleash and get ahead of the competition, because it's growing at a rate that is phenomenal, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Raj, on the for embellishing this occasion of Valentine's Day and for giving your valuable time. It's I think your story is you're a force to reckon with, not just in the community. The kind of success that you have, I believe that it has to expand at a faster pace, and I truly wish that it does so. And you've earned plus 10 love points by being in this podcast. So congratulations on the, and you've unlocked an achievement called Valorous Valentine. That's the achievement that you've unlocked, right? Thank you so much. And I hope you've got the freebie from me. It's called it's a gamified goal setting worksheet. You can print it out, you can plug in your goals, and you can get points. There's a story, there are characters, and you can have fun with your goals.
Absolutely.
Are there any closing thoughts for our audience?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for bringing me on, and I hope that your audience finds some amazing and great value. And if anybody wants to tap in with me, they can do so on all of my social media platforms. It's with Exclusive PR or Exclusive PR UK on Instagram. Right. And we do offer a free 30-minute consultation as well. So there's a
That's
small
incredible.
Form
that you've got
to complete. Yeah.
That's incredible.
There's a small form that you got to complete. And then once we get that data, we could then have a more productive conversation, because if we don't complete that form, then it wastes time. So I'd like to give my audience and the people that come through a funnel to give them value for the time that they're going to get with me. So we do offer that. And I just want to say a massive thank you, and I hope everybody has a fantastic Valentine's Day.
You
enjoy it. Yeah.
Great. And I'll be definitely posting the link to the Linktree URL of Raj in the description of this podcast, folks. And thank you so much, Raj. You've been an incredible human being, great at heart, great at brain, and great at marketing. And I believe that you keep adding the value that you deserve. And I would love to get back to you for different aspects of the interview in sometime in the near future. Sure.
Absolutely. I would definitely be down for that. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Incredible. Thank you so much. And you have a phenomenal day today. Spread love, keep spreading love. And do not forget to gamify your life and live gamefully with passion and compassion. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Loads of love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.